Hey everybody, it's Roly Poly Mishi. It's been a while and I am sorry. I've been busy, been doing things. Sorry about that. I'm going to jog your memory. So the last podcast, we talked about hardware and skates. So I spoke about wheels, toe stops, plates, boots. I think I even spoke about nuts. I don't know. Can't remember. It was that long ago. On this episode, I'm going to talk to you about kit and safety gear. So helmets, knee pads, wrist guards, all that kind of stuff. They'll be my recommendations, what to look out for and what to avoid. So without further ado, let's get on with it. So I guess it makes sense to start from the top, with the head, with the helmet. If you can remember back to one of my first podcast, I think it was, I talked about when I first started playing roller derby and how we paid like 80 quid. And in that kit, we got skates, helmet, wrist guards, knee pads, everything we needed. Elbow pads, I always forget about elbow pads. Elbow pads were in there. And this literally included one of the worst helmets I have ever used. So it was literally, so the thing with the helmets, I'll tell you about this. You have to really read into them. So a lot of cheap helmets are single impact use. What that means is if you fall and hit your head, that is done with. You cannot use that helmet again. It's had an impact. It's not going to protect your head as well anymore. You need to buy a new one. So my first one was a single use helmet. I still have it. I think I did take a fall to the head or I'd knocked it or something. You've got to be really careful. Even if you just like throw your kit on the floor and you hear a clunk, that's it. You've impacted, as far as I'm concerned, you've impacted your helmet. I think it literally cost about probably no more than 15 quid for that helmet. I still have it, like I say. I'm probably going to turn it into a plant pot or something. I can't let go of skate kit. This is something that you need to know. I can't let go of it. I don't know why. I'm a skate kit hoarder. So I needed to buy a new helmet. And I came across the S1 range. They are dual impact. So basically you can hit your head a couple of times. It can have impact a few times. And it's okay, you know, you don't need to buy a new one. They're specially created to have multiple impacts. So, I mean, like, when you're playing roller derby as well, you're not necessarily just falling over and hitting your head. You can come into contact with each other's helmets, so you really do need to invest. I mean, it's your brain as well. Like, you need to protect your brain. Your brain is you. Concussion is so serious too. Trust me, I've had it, even with wearing a helmet. It was not nice. So these, I've got the glittery one. The glittery helmet is like £57. You can get the plain one for £44.95 from Roller Girl Gang. Now, if you have never been on Roller Girl Gang's website, stop what you're doing. I'll even let you pause this podcast. Go onto their website. They literally have everything you need. They were the ones that enabled me to build my roller skates. Use them. They're amazing. They're a small business, they're from Leeds, so the Yorkshire based, support your local Roller Girl Gang. So you can get all different colours of these S1 helmets, they're awesome. You can get one that's like a watermelon, love that. You can get, them on their website they've got a really beautiful like bluey greeny colour one which I really love. I've got, like I said, the black glittery one that's on there. The cool thing about helmets is you can customise them, you can put stickers all over them. Love that. They've got a leopard print Moxie one as well. I eye up helmets all the time and I have to resist because it is ridiculous how much money you can spend on skate equipment. So I guess next on the list, if we're going down the body from the head, would be elbow pads. Now, personally, I don't use elbow pads anymore. If you're playing roller derby, you do need them as part of your full kit. I can't remember. I mean, this was like 4 years ago that I stopped playing roller derby. I can't remember the ones that I used. If anyone has elbow recommendations, you really love yours that you wear, send them my way. But personally, I don't wear them as much for ramp skating and street skating. Next down the body is your wrists. Now, wrists, you need to look after them. You need to look after every single part of your body. So I will probably say that you definitely need to look after X body part or Y body part. But wrists, you write with your hands, you drive, you know. My lovely, lovely friend, Lindsay, has had a few incidents with her wrists and it's in her hands. And, you know, it is even with wearing wrist guards, you can still get into trouble. Please just protect your wrists. Please. Take it from me. Take it from her. So my ones that I was wearing at Roller Derby were the Smith Scabs, the leopard print range. They lasted me forever. If you can stitch patches onto your jacket, you can fix kit. So the bits I'm talking about are your Velcro. After a little while, your Velcro does kind of peel away. You know, you're putting them on, you're tearing them off, putting them on, tearing them off. Sometimes putting them in the washing machine, that can loosen the Velcro a little bit. I stitched these up quite a few times and rescued them, and they literally cost me less than 20 quid. I absolutely loved those. Got to a point where I needed a smaller profile wrist guard because I was ramp skating more. So if you're doing things like ho-hos, which is like a handstand, which, oh my God, yeah, I can't do those. But let's say grab. So if you're doing a hand plant or a grab on the coping, you need flexibility in your wrists. Some skaters don't wear wrist guards, and that's cool. You know, the thing you've got to remember with kit is that everyone has their own boundaries and abilities, and people know their skates, people know how to skate, people know their skating locations. Sometimes I think I do, and there'll be a stone, and I'll fall over. Or there'll be a small child, and I'll need to take a knee in order not to run over them or get a scooter in my mouth. You know, if someone's not wearing their kit, yeah, maybe you could remind them. I don't know. I feel like it's maybe overstepping a boundary, a line. Just let them do what they need to do. Stay away. Unless you're in Derby, that's a different thing. You have your own rules for there. I'm not getting involved with that. But at the park, people know what they want to wear. Leave them to it. Anywho, wrist guards, small profile. I now have the 187 killer pads. I don't know why they're called killer. A bit weird. They're the Pro Derby wrist ones. I got them from Double Threat Skates when I got abandoned in London due to the snow, which was nice. So I literally ended up going from Scarborough, where I live, all the way down to London on a train. Got abandoned due to adverse weather conditions and ended up buying some wrist guards because their shop is literally across the road from King's Cross or St Pancras, it is, which is pretty awesome. And they're very lovely in there. If you're down in London, go and say hello. I think actually some of them play for London, Roller Derby. I don't know. I'm a bit out of the loop there. So yeah, 20 quid for some decent low profile or small profile wrist guards. I've got really small hands. Like little tiny hands, and I did have to size up actually on these. I nearly got a small because I was going to order them online, but luckily I was down in London, so I managed to try them on. Think I ended up getting a medium, and I honestly have child hands, so just be aware with those. If you can order two sizes mint, if your budget doesn't allow it, I'd maybe size up. You can always return with online stuff, which is pretty cool. Well, you usually can. Check the T's and C's. Okay, so now we are going down to the knees. Now, I'm going to say that your knee pads are probably the kit that you are going to use nearly every single time you skate, definitely every single time you skate as a beginner. One of the first things I think you should learn is how to fall safely onto your knees without creating shockwaves going through your body. So knee pads are like number one thing. I've already said that everything else is number one thing. Helmet's probably number one thing. Knee pads, second number one thing. Very important. My first ones, again, came with that god-awful kit that came for 80 quid. Every single time I fell over. In fact, I don't even know what they were. They were like elastic, like eggshells on elastic wrapped around my knee. Every time I fell over, I would come home and have massive bruises on my knees. Now, I feel like that's not meant to happen. So I ended up upgrading to the leopard print Smith Scabs, which matched my leopard print wrist guards. Yes, I did look awesome. They were about 60 quid, sorry.
They were mint, so they fit really well. Falling on them was like falling on a cloud. They were lovely. Because I had them so long, they started to impact. So your knee pads can impact after a little while. Top tip for that, buy some gaskets. So gaskets are like that polythene, I think it's called poly, I don't know. It's like scuba kit material. You know that like weird stretchy scuba diving, what's that thing called? Wetsuit material. So you put this like gasket thing on your knee first, on your leg. You like put your foot through. Remember to do this before putting your skates on, because that's quite annoying. If you put your skates on and then forget to put your gaskets on, because they don't go over your skates. So top tip there, note that one. You put your gaskets on and then you put your knee pads on top, and it just fills out a bit of space on the knee pads. So you could use that, you know, if yours get compacted, if you've had them a while and can't afford a new set. Or if you maybe buy some second hand and they're a bit big, this will just make them fit loads better. And like I said, you know, there were 20 quid for some gaskets, which is loads better than having to fork out another 60 quid for some new ones. From there, I went on to the S1 knee pads. Now, I absolutely love these knee pads. They look cool. They're all black. The profile, again, is short, because I am short. So they don't take up my entire leg, which I feel like the other ones maybe did a little bit. I think I've got the Generation 2 ones. I've just been on Roller Girl Gang's website, shock horror, because I'm on there quite a lot. And they have the Generation 3 ones at £89.95. I think mine were the same price. So check them out. Absolutely love them. You can take loads of falls in these and your knees will be fine. Absolutely fine. Now, a little tip for anyone that's doing some street skating and maybe doesn't want to wear your big knee pads. So like when me and the squad went to Barcelona for the first time, we all ordered like dance knee pads. If you go online and search for dancer knee pads, they're a little bit like gaskets, but a bit more padded and a shorter profile. Now, you can literally wear these underneath your trousers, or, you know, if you want to just wear them as is. They're not huge, they're not clunky. You can chuck them in your rucksack. They're not going to take up much space. But it just means if you do end up falling, you're not going to like cut your knee open or anything like that. I wouldn't wear them on a ramp. They don't provide enough protection. But maybe if you're going to a roller disco and you're just going to take it easy and you want to wear something but you don't want to wear like your big roller derby knee pads, buy a pair of these. I think we got ours for like less than £20. I maybe got mine off Amazon or eBay or something. But they're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But please remember, because I forgot about this, they do not slide. So because they're fabric and not hard plastic, if you take a knee, you will stop immediately. You will not slide like you used to on your plastic knee pads. You're not going to glide across the floor a little bit. You will just stop. Because I nearly face planted when I use those. So yeah, there's a little top tip for you with your knee pads. Now, I thought that was all of the kit that I could talk about. But actually, there is one final thing. Now, if you've never fractured your coccyx before, you will not understand the pain that comes with that and the weeks of agony that follow trying to roll over in bed, trying to get into a bath, trying to sit down and get up off a toilet. Yes, it is that awful. So I did fracture my coccyx. We were in a park in Derby. Someone just freaked out, grabbed me, because I was in front of them, and accidentally pulled me back. I landed ass first onto their skate, which was not pleasant, let me tell you. So I very quickly invested in some bum pads. Yeah, they do exist. They do exist. And do you know what? I think the thing with bum pads is that they give you a bit more of like a mental safety thing. I don't know. You feel more secure. If you're going to buy them. Do you know what? I think they're a bit more like people wear them more in roller derby. People don't wear them as much in ramp skating. But the same if somebody's not wearing as much kit, leave them be. If someone is padded up to the nines, good for them. Leave them be. They're doing something new. They're out of their comfort zone. They're padded up. Why not? But yeah, Bum pads exist. I can't remember where mine were from. I think it was from a snowboarding company, actually. Check them out. Yeah, search for snowboard. If you can't find the thing you need within your sector, think outside the box. What other sports, what other extreme sports need to protect themselves? And go search on their websites. Why not?
With kit, you need to have a good maintenance routine because it can smell kind of funky after a while. And for some weird, freaky reason, your wrist guards are usually the worst culprit. There is a stank that comes with wrist guards that I don't wish anyone to smell, to be honest. I have a little solution for this. So if you get a little spray bottle, fill it up with half of it vodka, cheap vodka. Not the good stuff. We don't want to waste the good stuff on this. So half it with vodka, the other half water, and then just add a few drops of essential oil in there, just so there's a bit of fragrance. Don't overdo it, because I think essential oils can be quite an irritant on the skin. Some of them can be. I think I have like a minty smell in mine. It's very nice. It's lovely. I just keep it in an old like hairspray, like spritzer tub in my boot with my kit. One awesome tip that I got from Flammers when we met up at the Chicks in Bowls event at Hairy Bob's, the little meet, was what she does, okay, I'm going to share this with you, is after she's been skating and she's driving home, she puts her pads on the parcel shelf to dry out. Now, that is a mint idea, because loads of people just shove them while they're still sweaty and minging in their bags, and they never really get to air out. But at least this way, they get to air out before she gets home a little bit, rather than being all stanky in a bag. And I'm terrible. I am actually terrible. I keep all my kit in my car, because I can just jump in my car, go. I don't need to think about what I have to take with me. This is something that I adopted immediately. And I copied her, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing the tip with you, because I think it's a really good one. So yeah, don't let your kit get stanky. Air it out. If it gets a bit smelly, maintain it with the spritzer. If it gets really bad, you can put them in the washing machine. Best thing to do is stick the Velcro together. See if you can turn any pieces of kit inside out. So like your wrist guards, attach them to themselves inside out. Definitely make sure the Velcro is stuck to itself, because it can get really soft and lose its stick. You want to wash them inside either a lingerie bag or inside of a pillowcase, just to protect them so they don't get clunked around, and give them a decent amount of time to dry out too. That should kill any chemicals. You can get like Dettol antibacterial wash, which should be nice and fine. I started spraying mine with the Dettol aerosol thing, because I'm a little bit with germs. I've got a thing. Yeah, it's weird. But whatever. That's actually probably not a good idea, because it's a chemical. I don't know. It says on the advert you can like spray it on soft toys and stuff for kids, but you've got to remember these pads are like right next to your skin all the time while you're sweating, and you just don't want to irritate yourself. So the vodka solution is pretty good, because it's antibacterial too. So there you go. A few little tips about looking after your kit. So on my Instagram page, at RolyPolyMishy, are you following me? You better be. Get following me. I asked the question, what is your fave piece of kit? Now, Lucy, Lucille Balls, 42, she's a hot babe. She got back to me, and her favourite piece of kit is the 187 wrist guards. The reason for that, why she recommended them, is because they fit really well and they're really hard wearing. Thank you for that, Lucy. They sound awesome. And they are actually, a lot of people use those wrist guards because of that exact reason. Now, next up was Skate Hoop Balance. Now, that is lovely, Ellie. You should follow her Instagram account. She does all sorts of awesome things. She's really active. Go follow her. She's always jumping over some box, flying through the air. It's great. Now she loves her motor, Boss plates. And she said, I love that it felt like my skating leveled up when I got them. That they're pink and purple, and that they were bought for me by a bunch of amazing people. You should have a look at the story around her skates. They mean the world to her. And like, I had the pleasure of meeting her recently, and
Yeah, just follow her. She's amazing. Please follow her. More people should know Ellie. She's a little ray of light in this skate community and in this world. So, yeah, actually, she did show me a picture of them plates and they're freaking beautiful. I love them. Love, 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 love. And with that, that comes to the end of our little podcast sesh. So thank you for joining me. If you've got any questions or if there's something that you want to talk about or I don't know, even if you want to come on this podcast. So I use an app called Anchor to record this podcast. And in this app, we can podcast together remotely. How cool is that? You just download the app and we podcast together. Let's do that. I want to give it a go. I want to test it. So that's me done. See ya.